It's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. Good morning.
Good morning, CJ.
What a beautiful day.
It is again.
Again.
Again. A lovely summer. I want to talk about, did your mother ever say, or father ever say, sticks and stones will break your bones?
I don't remember them saying it, but of course, it was said a lot in my childhood.
Oh, yeah. I heard it from my mother a lot. You know, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
Yeah, wrong.
But they did. They did. As a kid, I come home, it's like, oh, so-and-so said this about me. And, you know, that is part of the human condition, that judging. It's a very predictable, not inevitable, but very predictable way of being. Well, that came to mind for a couple different things I saw on Facebook this week. And ironically, I saw two different, really radically different posts. One I stumbled on, which felt like a swamp of negativity. It wasn't just negative, it was name-calling negativity. Mm. And I was reading that, and I just felt icky. I don't know how to describe it. I felt like I just walked through really mud.
Yeah.
And I thought, what could I post here? Is there anything? And I think, no, because it's not a dialogue. So we wouldn't be moving ahead or understand each other more by me... here's my thought was I was thinking, well, those name callers. And I thought, well, that's also name calling, right? So I just thought, well, what is that about? And ironically, also, a friend had posted this thing, which I do not know if it's true, but I love the concept, that the post was, there's an African tribe that when someone does something wrong, the perpetrator is surrounded by the rest of the members of the community, and they remind them about all the things they've done well and the good parts of them. And that may not be a true story, but isn't that just a lovely...
It's a wonderful concept.
Lovely concept about how do we, as a community, hold healing and togetherness without regard to what happens. How do we become a force for that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I thought about how do we move then from harsh judgment to more supportive community from those two different Facebook posts. And the first thing I was thinking about is how seductive it is to get judgmental. Mm. I mean, how seductive it is to like, well, that's just rude what that person wrote, and they're just they're being personal, and to be very, very judgmental. It's like, well, wait a minute. You know, I'm not innocent. I can't cast the first stone here.
Right.
Looking to myself first and getting how much seduction there is to be an us and a them. I mean, how much power you feel when you feel like, yeah, well, I'm on the right path, but I don't know about you. It's easy to pass harsh judgment. And the thing is, this is the irony about the psychology of this, is that this is from Scientific America, but I've seen this in other places, psychology research, is basically there's a general phenomenon that's called self-enhancement, which means we have an inflated perception of ourselves. Which is, you know, I think of that, a lot of people low self-esteem, but when asked, for example, researchers had said, what's the likelihood that you'll engage in desirable behavior? How accurate were people in predicting themselves? Not. But predicting strangers? Very accurate.
Really?
Yes. And most people believe that they're above average, which, of course, is a statistical improbability. I mean, you know, the above average phenomenon. I mean, for example, 93% of drivers rate themselves as better than the median driver.
Yeah.
94% of the professors in college professors say they do above average work. 94%. And here's the other, I love this part. And if you think that self-enhancement bias exists in other people and doesn't apply to you, not true, because most people state they are more likely to provide an accurate self-assessment.
of course.
So, you know, the thing is, in terms of judging others, the first part is there's a possibility that I'm not as virtuous and blameless and pure and on the right path compared to others.
Mm.
And to really do that hard work to look at my own, oh, I don't know if that was terribly kind of things that I might have done. There's a quote from Paulo, I don't know if I say his name anyway, Coelho. He's a Brazilian novelist. And he writes philosophically as well. We can never judge the lives of others because each person knows their own pain and renunciation. It's one thing to feel that you're on the right path, but it's another thing to think yours is the only path. And that gets really hard because we feel personally threatened when someone feels differently than we do. So when I think about, okay, so how to overcome it, first look to myself and know that I am also vulnerable to that harsh judgment and the us and them.
Mm-hmm.
And then also to commit to the first agreement, the Don Miguel Ruiz book, The Four Agreements. You know, be impeccable with your word, use your word in the direction of love and truth. When I have that inclination to be to call people name callers. You know, it's like, well, what must it be like for them? What would it be like to walk in their shoes for a while? When have I been like that? How can I have a little bit more compassion? Mother Teresa said, if you judge people, you have no time to love them. So what I know, though, too, is hurling declarative statements over the wall, whether that's in a Facebook post or letter to the editor, that doesn't move us ahead because it's not a dialogue. I'm not really understanding, well, how did you come to understand that? Why do you feel so strongly about that? Because it gets real personal and it hurts and you want to defend. So it's very hard to do. So it's one of my lifetime aspirations is to be able to sit in a dialogue with folks who are very emotional and feel very strongly about something totally different than how I feel, and be able to respond, not react. So it's real easy to hurl judgments. But I think when you think about, for example, how easy it is to judge Washington, D.C. and the gridlock that's out there. But I think the real power is when we look at the gridlock in our own heart and figure out, where am I locked up? And how can I open up to others who are walking a different path?